From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crosman. Utah Supreme Court Justice Paige Peterson is worried about judicial independence. KUER's Martha Harris has more.
It's rare to hear from justices outside of things like a court hearing or written ruling. But on Tuesday, Justice Peterson spoke on a panel hosted by the Utah State Bar. She said it's a bit of a rocky time.
I don't know if the legislature before has condemned individual judges in the Supreme Court.
The condemnation came last year. Lawmakers were upset over rulings about redistricting. Peterson said when the legislature is involved in a case, the courts treat them like anyone else.
I'm not out to poke the legislature in the eye or seek retribution against them. I'm really not. None of my colleagues are.
Peterson said her job is to decide cases only based on the law. What concerns her are recent changes and ideas that lawmakers have floated. She thinks they threaten the court's independence. Ultimately, she said that hurts Utahns.
You want to know that you are being treated by the judge as on equal footing with whoever is on the other side of your case, even if it's the legislature who controls our budget.
If the legislature and the executive branch exert more control over the judiciary, she worries Utahns won't feel confident they'll get that fairness. Martha Harris, KUER News.
The Utah Democratic Party is pleased with last night's caucus turnout. It says more than 5,000 people registered to attend, the highest participation since 2016. The party attributes the enthusiasm to the redrawn 1st Congressional District. It favors Democrats and gives the party its first real shot at a seat in years. Party Chair Brian King said, quote, "Democrats are fired up, they're mobilizing, and they're ready to make an impact." The party's statewide convention will take place April 25th. The U.S. Senate is debating whether voters should be required to prove their citizenship. And two Utah Republican leaders do not see eye to eye. KUER's Devin Latore has more.
The Save America Act would mandate people nationwide to prove their citizenship in order to vote. That would mean showing a passport or another form of accepted ID. But not everyone has easy access to those documents. According to the Center for American Progress, just 60% of citizens in Utah had a valid passport as of 2024. That's one of the higher rates in the country. Utah Senator Mike Lee sponsored the bill. He spoke about it at a Senate Republicans press conference.
We had two principal objectives. Let's make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. I don't know any Americans who would want anything less than both of those to be achieved.
But Utah Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson outlined several reasons she is against the bill on social media. She is also the state's top election official. She said the bill would be impossible to implement in the middle of an election year. She also said Lee never asked her how it would affect Utah. Devin Latore, KUER News.
Salt Lake City wants feedback on its latest designs for the Fleet Block. The city-owned piece of land was home to large murals of people who had been killed by police. Those were torn down last year. New plans for the area include a walking path, green space, community gathering spots, and an art installation. The city has yet to decide on what the art will be. People could weigh in on the city's website about what they like, dislike, and what they would change about the design. Park City drinking water systems are getting an upgrade. That means there will be better services in place ahead of the 2034 Winter Olympics, including near three ski venues where there will likely be a lot of visitors. Funding comes from a $38 million infrastructure loan through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Water treatment capacity will double for the Mountain Regional Water Special Service District, and the Signal Hill Water Treatment Plant will be better equipped to handle contaminants. About 24,000 residents get their water through these systems. You are listening to KUER News.